Hey, everybody.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. We're super glad you're here. We had an awesome last month. It was a great last month. It was kind of a crazy month. A little recap. We moved. We had three different weddings of sweet friends. I had a bachelorette weekend for a friend getting married next month. Two of our siblings graduated from high school. We had time at the beach with Matt's family, and we road tripped to Indiana with my family, and we transitioned into living with family. So that was a lot.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was
a big month.
It was one of our busier months for sure.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that we survived.
We made it. But yeah, it's just cool to see how God's been taking care of us over this last month. Because even, well, in our last podcast, we talked about how we were about to move and we were getting rid of stuff.
Decluttering.
Yeah.
Getting rid of all of our things.
And just from, you know, being on the other side of that now, I'll just admit it was a bit of an emotional experience.
Yeah. And we still have some things.
Yeah. A few things.
So not quite done with it yet.
We know God's going to provide for us. We know he is, but it's still hard when we give away pretty much everything we have when we don't have that much to begin with.
Right.
It was trying. It was by the end of,
It really is.
Maybe cried a little bit about that, but
yeah.
But 2 days later, so we moved on a Friday.
Yep.
And on Sunday morning, we got a text from our team leader, and he told us that a family is moving off the field in July, and they want to give us anything of theirs that we want, which is just crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome, and the timing of that could not be more providential. Like you can't hear about that and say it's not God.
We said like if that would have happened months before or months after it did, it wouldn't have meant so much. But to get that text when we felt kind of at rock bottom, like we've got nothing, we're crazy.
Yeah.
And then for God to do that. And it's just so clear to see that God is making a way for us and that he's gone before us.
And that he actually wants us to be there.
Yeah. Like our places, you know, we already have appliances and things there. So we're just really thankful for God's provision in that way. And also it's been really sweet having more time with our families. So we're thankful for that too. That's been a great side of moving.
Yeah. So we've gotten into a lot of preparation for the field as well this month. We've been working on some things that are required for our visa, what MTW calls our pre-departure checklist.
We talked about that in the last podcast.
So we're working through that, and going through that has made things seem really real. Like things are actually, you know, things are going to happen. You know, this is a reality, not just an idea in our heads. So that's exciting. And we've been communicating with our team to try and sort of get the process started for that. And also to, you know, give them the information that they need to know to help us transition into that.
So a part of that is, I don't think y'all know about this, but Matt's had some like stomach issues for years now, just certain things he can't eat, but he never knew exactly what it was or why. But recently we've kind of honed in on a diet that works for him, and that's been great. Like we know what he can't have now. He can't have sucrose and he can't have starches. And so really that's just a relief to know what he can't have, because before he avoided so much stuff. But now, like, you know,
we have some direction.
Now we have direction. Like Matt had his first brownies probably in like 10 plus years recently, because we made them with alternative ingredients. And
we got this cookbook that has really great recipes in it that don't have sugar and don't have the things that I can't eat in them. And that's been really helpful. That's been really helpful to have.
Super, super helpful. And the food's good. But what that means is, so we figured it out here in America. So that's been something we've had a little bit of anxiety around, of like, oh my goodness, how are we going to figure this out once we move and we can't read ingredients labels for a while and things like that. But our teammates have been so awesome. Like they met with us just to talk about different grocery stores we could go to and just different options. And they're not worried about it. There's a lot of folks, you know, who are on the field with different diet things. And it works. And so that made us feel really good. And one fun thing is, one of our teammates sent a link to Japan's Costco. There is a Costco in Japan, probably a lot of them. I don't know. And we can buy everything we can buy here pretty much, like all of the normal things.
Yeah.
Like we use a lot of agave, which is kind of a little bit weird. And we can buy big things of agave at Costco there, and they're not super expensive either.
And almond flour.
And yeah, so that's just God's goodness again, just providing exactly
things that you wouldn't traditionally find in a regular
Japanese grocery store. Right. So that's super exciting. Anyway, so those are just things we're thinking through as we are about to move.
Yeah.
This past month we had two church visits.
Mm-hmm.
They went great. We got to meet with missions teams, and we really enjoyed getting to worship with those churches. Yeah, we had a fun connection from a church we visited last month, New Harmony in Alkaloo. Their pastor referred us to his brother's church. So we went to his brother's church this past Sunday. So that's really fun. It's super fun meeting family. I love that.
That's right, yeah.
I love when we go to a church and they're like, oh, I'm this person's sister or mama or daddy. Yeah. It's just fun. Yeah. It's fun to get to meet the whole family.
It is cool. The connections in our world are pretty, it's a small world, but pretty tight.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah, we have lots. It seems like we have a lot coming up. Like just in the next 9 days, we have a bunch of visits to different places. So if y'all could be praying for that, that would be great.
Right. Yeah.
But a huge thing that we have coming up in July
is we are going to an area retreat in Bali.
Mm-hmm. There are 80 plus missionary kids signed up to be in the tween, teen, and college programs.
And a lot of these kids, all of these kids are from our area, the Asia Pacific area, so these are going to be the kids that we're going to be just caring for along with our team for the rest of, however long we're in Japan, hopefully.
And however long they're in Japan.
Right. So this is a great opportunity for us to get to know them and a good connection point before we get to Japan so we can kind of, be a familiar face to them when we get there. And so we're just hoping that during this retreat, God will bless us with, for us to know the ways to care for these kids so that we can be helpful to them and to their families.
And love them well.
Right.
Yeah. And what's kind of cool is I said 80 signed up-ish. But I think about at least 50 of them, I don't know if this is exactly right, but I think it's about 50 of them are from Japan. So they'll be really close to us geographically when we get there.
Yeah.
So it's super, super exciting.
So, yeah, it'll be cool. And if you guys could pray for that, for us during that retreat and for our team during that retreat, it can be a really great time for us to...
build bridges.
build bridges and... have great gospel conversations with kids who may be struggling.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And we can learn a lot about Asian culture, too, at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's good. It'll be a good learning experience. We get to work with our Japan team there and our global team. So that'll be great.
Right.
And the only reason we get to go is because we made it to that 50% goal. Because y'all all jumped on board with us and were praying for us and supporting us financially to make it to 50%. So we could go to our training back in January. And so we don't have that conflict in July. And we can go to the area retreat.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Praising the Lord for that.
Yeah.
And also praising the Lord working through our supporters to get us to that point. Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Pretty amazing. And speaking of amazing... the Lord brought in 6% more this month, so we are at 81% of our monthly support, and
woot,
and we're really hoping to move in August. That's our goal. That's when our visa should be here. So
that's what we're praying for.
Mm-hmm. So we're just finishing up like our legal documents, finishing up our visa application stuff. Praying for August. So if y'all could pray for August with us, that would be great.
Yep. And one other thing that happened this month is I actually began one class of seminary in direction toward like an MDiv is what I'm kind of hoping to go for. And I just started that because I really have enjoyed learning And I have really felt like God has put it on my heart that that gift that I can continue to learn. And so seminary is a great way for me to do that, and also a great way for me to get experience and to get knowledge that I can use on the field while I'm there in Japan, and later on, if it's God's will for me to continue in ministry for hopefully for the rest of my life, which is what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
So I'm taking one class. It's called Intro to Theological Research and Writing. It's a lot of papers and stuff, but it's kind of just to give me a feel of what it's going to be like if I were to continue, what the workload would be, and if I could manage it while I'm in Japan. So,
Yeah. So we'll keep you all updated about that.
Yeah, but exciting.
Yeah, pretty exciting. One kind of funny thing that happened this month. You don't need to know this, but it was kind of funny.
And his teeth fell out.
Yeah, my teeth fell out. No, when I was like 9 or 10, you know those rip sticks? It's like a cool skateboard where, I don't even want to explain it. But I was on a rip stick on pavement and I fell and I busted my 4 front teeth like in half, but they were adult teeth. Mm. And so since then I've been kind of dealing with fillings and all that.
Yep.
And they just keep coming out, and it's really embarrassing in your 4 front teeth when that happened. Not to be vain. I'm not trying to be vain, but it also affects your eating.
Right.
So all those things together. So this month I had my teeth more permanently fixed. So that was good. So yep. My teeth are nice and secure now. Yep. So y'all can stop being worried about that. Anyway, we wanted to maybe close out this month with a couple song recommendations. We try to give song recommendations when you remember. So one of them, I'll do a fun one first and then a more serious one second. A fun one that I ran across, Matt and I were listening to an Afro gospel playlist.
Yeah.
So African gospel music. And this there's a song called Wonder by the artist's name is Mercy. I don't know how to say her last name. It's C-H-I-N-W-O.
Chinwo.
I don't know. I feel like I'm saying it wrong, but this is not a super, super theologically rich song, but it is so much fun and it is saying true things. It's a great like full laundry or cleaning the kitchen song. So if you just need one, it's called Wonder. I've listened to it a lot. Matt's probably super tired of it, but it's just, I just love the African sound.
I love it. It's very lively and it's a real, cultural experience.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's really joyful too.
It's great.
It's a good wake up song, but another one that's not so lively is My Worth Is Not in What I Own. This is by the Gettys and they sing it. There's a version of it with Fernando Ortega that's a live version. And it's just a great song, especially as we were like getting rid of things and all of that, just remembering my worth is not in what I own. My worth isn't in anything except Christ, but it is a great song. So my worth is not in what I own.
Yeah.
And then in parentheses next to it says at the cross. So you'll see that in a live version with the Gettys and Fernando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's all we've got. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.